one for 2 meters, one for 440, and one for 1.2 gig. Plus you have the one that you mentioned, the receiving port for the beverage antenna. Over.
Okay, very good. I wonder what two for 8, deaf, and 6.
Why did they do that? Because they want you to be able to switch between two antennas. You know, I mean, you can switch from the front panel. You can switch between A and B. So this way you can have a vertical and a horizontal.
Yeah, I can see that. But, I mean, you could do that with a coax switch. I do that all the time. I got a couple of coax switches, and I switch between antennas on the same radio.
Yeah, that's true, but it's nice to be able to do it with just the front panel of the rig.
Yeah, without a doubt, absolutely. It's a lot more convenient. You still copying me all right? I dropped down to 5 watts.
DFQ, Charlie. DFQ, like you're right here with me.
This radio gets pretty hot, especially when it's just two of us talking. And I'm constantly keying up. It gets pretty toasty.
Which one is that, Charlie?
This is the Alink DR-135.
Okay, roger that. Yeah. Well, very good, man. All righty. So, nothing new over here. Just another boring, quiet night. I mean, you can hear a pin drop, but that's how quiet.
Now that can be a good thing.
It's so quiet, man. I mean, you know how it is, Charlie. You know the deal. You've been here. But especially at this ungodly hour, it's peaceful.
Quick question.
Good question.
Thank you, sir. This is Kilo Charlie. KC2YOK. Kind of new. Just had one quick question. I don't know if you guys could answer it. If you were putting up a repeater, which one would you go for better, VHF or UHF? If you had that to pick, which one would you pick?
Geez, I don't know. That would depend, I guess, where you're putting it, how high it's going to be. You know, VHF, UHF, both perform a little bit differently. UHF is nice if you're in a city environment. It gets through, around, over buildings a little bit better than VHF does. If you're out, if you're putting one up on top of a mountaintop, VHF might be better. You know, it depends on your situation, how much power you're going to be running.
I see. All right, I don't want to be too long. But yeah, I've been back and forth wondering. I want to get one, I want to set it up. But right now, I just have the building that I'm living in. I'm on the third floor, free access to the roof. So I was just wondering which one would give me the best bang for my buck. And so I was just, I didn't know, what to do. I was going to put, if it was going to be VHF, put about 300 watts behind it, and if it was UHF, maybe 110, but then the height, it's not going to be that much bigger than this third floor apartment, or this house. It's just a house, a regular house.
Yeah, where are you located?
We're right here in New Jersey in Patterson. I don't know if you're familiar with the Passaic County area.
I know where Patterson is. I'm over here in Karlstadt. Jesus, look at the price of gas. Twice it's going up this week. Now it's up to $3.33. That's ridiculous. Unbelievable. Yeah, that's a lot of power on a repeater. I don't think I've ever heard of a repeater doing 300 watts. But, I don't know, UHF. UHF is less crowded, I think, than VHF. You may have an easier time getting coordination for a UHF repeater than you would for a 2-meter repeater, because there's a lot of 2-meter repeaters out there. I don't know if there's any room left for other ones. You know, it'd be hard to find one that you could put up in that area that's not already being utilized, that you wouldn't interfere with. especially with 300 watts.
That could be debatable, you know, 160, 300, you know, depending on the price. I was getting a good price on an amplifier for VHF, 300 watts, but it's adjustable. But then again, like you said, I mean, if you could get out pretty good at a comfortable, let's say 160 watts or so, you don't have to crank it all the way up, and it's only good for you. I appreciate it. I really do. I take all this information in. I got my license the wife passed away a year. It's going on a year next month. I got it about 3 years ago. I don't do much speaking, but I've always wanted to achieve reaching a small repeater, starting small. I guess that's how you get these guys running their big, repeater systems. And I'm trying to pick up some information, read about it, and see what's best. But that's pretty good. Like you said, there is a lot of 2-meter repeaters around, and then you would get a lot of that cross-band interruption and stuff like that. So you're the second person to tell me you should aim for the 300, for the UHF, and start with a nice high, good antenna and good height, and you could probably run like 110 and you'll be good at wattage.
I'm going to get out of here. 73, man. Have a nice weekend. We'll catch you next week, Charlie. Maybe over the weekend we'll talk to you. The other station, good night. Take care. Nice making you acquaintance. KC2HBO, going to be clear now. Good night. Over to you, Charlie.
All right, 73, John, good hearing you. Have a nice weekend. Talk to you later. KC2HBR and 1MUQ Mobile. The other station, what's the name again? And give me the call sign one more time.
KC2YOK, Kilo Charlie 2 Yankee Oscar Kilo, and the name is John.
Okay, very good, John. I wonder, do you have a reverse on that radio? I'm wondering if you can hear me on the input. I'm located in Carlstadt, New Jersey.
I really wouldn't know how to work it. I don't, you know. Every once in a while I flip it around but I have not been too familiar with this. I've been working on programming my 1000 UHF Motorola rig, so those are pretty cool, but I don't think I could get reverse. Let me see, let me just think real quick. I'll let you know if I can get that reverse.
No big deal. If you want, just go to 5-2. I want to see if I can hear you direct.
All right. I'll go ahead and do that. Let me just clear the screen, and I'll meet you there.
All right. If not, come back here, and when I'm UQ.
Roger. I didn't get anything.
All right, I guess Patterson's a lot farther away than I thought. What radio are you on now? It's screaming loud.
So funny. It's just a regular ICOM, the T2H. I don't know if this is the sport. It doesn't say sport on it, but it's the 2TH ICOM.
Oh, the HT.
Do that. That's correct.
You on the speaker mic or just talking right into the radio?
I'm on the speaker mic.
Yeah, speaker mics usually make those HTs sound louder, just about any brand. When you put a speaker mic on it, it gives a little bit more volume. But that sounds real loud. I would have thought you were on a mobile radio.
I don't even use them. I have in my closet, I have an 8900 full of dust, a gift from the wife, like I said, before she went away, to be on the other side. And it's just collecting dust. I've never gotten around to getting a power supply or putting up an antenna, so I've left it there. The box is full of dust, powder, baby powder, stuff like that. And I have one in the mobile as well, an 8900. And just yesterday, or maybe the day after yesterday, I keyed it, and I was on the KQ2 repeater. And the guy was telling me, "You're sounding great," and I'm inside my driveway already. I just couldn't believe it. But I'm pretty surprised that this radio is getting out pretty good. It's got that Radio Shack 2-prong plug-in type mic, and you're giving me that report. You sound good yourself.
Yeah, you're almost too loud at times. Maybe just back off the mic just a hair. Yeah, this is a link out, DR-135. They're known for pretty loud audio as well. I like loud audio. I've always liked, you know, I don't like it straining to hear somebody. But, yeah, that 8900, that's a nice radio. You should really set that thing up. Set it up and think about your wife every time you use it. It's a shame to keep it in the closet like that, collecting dust.
Yeah, things kind of really went wacky on me after that. I had a very serious operation, and she helped me back from that, and that's going back 11 months. And then she had natural diabetes. She's 44. And sister gives her a kidney. She starts doing well. 15 years with the kidney. After she helps me to get better, she tells me, "I don't want no more transplants, no more anything. I'm ready to go." And I was like, "You're kidding me." She's like, "Yep, that's it. I don't want any more washing of my blood and anything like that." So I could see her still in the same clothes, standing just as happy, telling me I'm going. And sure enough, just maybe a week after the sister that gave her a kidney at her wedding, she was gone. She was gone just like that. And then I froze. I just stopped taking care of the car, stopped taking care of myself, lost a lot of weight. Everything turned upside down. I'm only 46 now. In a couple of days, she would have been 45 on the 26th of this month. 22 years together. And I've never been dealt such a blow.
It's a terrible thing to have to go through, losing someone you care about. The guy that I grew up with, who I work with now, a few years ago lost his son. And I don't know how he goes on. I don't know how he went on. But you got to do that. You got to go on, or else you're just going to vegetate and disappear yourself. You got to, you know, grab your bootstraps and pull yourself up and try to make the best out of what you got left to do. But it's not easy. It's not easy. I feel for you. My condolences for sure. Oh, that's my alarm clock. My cell phone. I've got it set up for Reveille, just in case I fall asleep in the car when I get to work. There we go. Let me turn it off. Time for me to head inside. But John, nice meeting you. I'm out here Monday through Friday, so anytime you feel like jumping on, you can find me out here. But good to talk to you, 73. This is N1MUQ. All
right, thank you very much for listening and giving me that information, and I will do that. I will stop by every once in a while, and who knows, maybe I'll set that rig up. I'll go over here to Cordwell and this guy in Cordwell and get an antenna and throw it up on the roof. Alright, I like that Reveille sound there. That's pretty cool. It reminds me almost of the movie where the guy goes, "I love the smell of I don't know what he says, I love the smell of something in the morning." But alright, buddy, take care, and it's been my pleasure as well. 73s. Good night.
"I love the smell of napalm in the morning." That was Apocalypse Now. 73, talk to you later, and when I'm you, Kim.
Mobile listening.